Yes, people, go from there. Metal Monday, Trevante Jaramillo. This is just a quick shorty podcast available only on audioboo.com or dot whatever. I'll send the link out. It's a weird URL. I apologize. It was just brought to my attention by someone on Twitter that I'm going to find real quick because I want to give him a little credit because he's the first one that's going to see this. That some of you people that are new to the show may not even know or don't know the origin of Respectable Sandwich Studio. That's what we called this thing when we first started doing it. And let me see here. It's going to be... I apologize. I should have had this ready to go. Maddie in Bakes. I don't know if that means in Bakersfield. At Maddie Velocidade. Your handle is ridiculous, bro. anyone that we like, you know, me and Rob or our friends, you know, our comedian idols have some kind of weird production company. Louis C.K. has Pig Newton. You know, just some weird, you know, it's probably an inside joke. Like, why would they call it that? I don't know if you guys knew this, but the original studio was called Respectable Sandwich Studios. We've given the name to Eric Psychotic Smith's house when he lived out west. We called it Respectable Sandwich Studio West. And now that I'm posted up in Vail, we're going to have to find a new little spin on that whole thing. But in the end, Respectable Sandwich Studio is where all these podcasts have been recorded for the most part. Here's where this whole thing happened. It's really stupid. We think it's hilarious. I hope you think it's hilarious. I hope I tell it funny enough where you guys will be like, ah, yeah, okay, I see. It kind of started with the first few episodes. My co-host, Microphone Junior, Rob O'Leary, he had a habit of just mentioning, like, what we'd talk about sex stories or girls or whatever, and he would just... Every time he would mention and reiterate that he had a respectable penis. For being a large man, he had a respectable penis. He said it many times, and it just, I don't know, it just snuck its way into a lot of our shows. Later on down the line, one of the reasons I did this podcast was because, you know, besides finding celebrities and interesting people and friends and all that kind of stuff, it was to kind of, you know, get the family involved. Fill in little holes from when you're a kid and you see a fight break out and you see your aunt throw a shoe at your grandma, you know, that type of stuff, like to kind of fill in what happened with that shit. My grandma D decided to come. Like, I asked her to do the show, and she was totally down for it, really excited about the whole project and all that kind of stuff. And I went to Facebook and I said, it's Nino Day. You know, Grandma D's coming over for the podcast. We're going to get after it. Rob saw that post on Facebook, and he mentioned something about, hey, send Grandma over before you guys record, and I'll give her a little meat injection. Yeah, it's a little rough. I'm not going to lie. It made me laugh. Mostly because it's so stupid, you know? It's like, dude, it's my grandma. Like, you really have to say some shit like that? So... instead of getting mad, I kind of said something back to him. I'm like, oh, what are you going to do? You're going to show Grandma some ground beef in the shape of a traffic cone with your awful penis? I think I hashtagged awful penis on Facebook, which makes no sense. But yeah, traffic cone penis. I was accusing him of having an awful, weird, egg-shaped, and wrinkly red wang. He responded back to that saying, they don't call me the Reuben for nothing. Which I find hysterical, because if that's actually a thing, that's really funny. Like, what if he really had a nickname? Like, hey, oh, the Reuben's here. You know, dressing, sauerkraut, delicious. The Reuben's here. It just made me laugh that he called himself the Reuben. And me trying to make a weak callback to something that was months old, I decided to call him Respectable Sandwich. Hope you guys can tie all that together. Hope it was funny for you. I apologize for the infrequency of the podcast. I am probably 2 weeks away from being completely up and running with a real studio, real mics, the whole thing like we did. But hang with me. I got some good ones for you. I got Boaz, Trilliums on the way. I've got Onyx Ray, sexy bitch. Ugh. And her buddy, not her buddy, her husband. What an asshole. Her husband, Chris with an X. Wrap your mind around that. Also making some interesting Veil contacts. Very high profile people have shown some interest in the show. And I hope to bring that all to you. And if I don't, it'll just be me in a tiny room with a porno mirror wall just keeping at it for you. So, love you guys. Check out the show. Gofromthere.podbean.com. Follow me on Twitter at GFTpod. Check out Instagram at GFTgram. I'm all over the place, and I try to keep it all separated for you, so it's not all connected. You know, picture here, picture there. Unless it's really cool, then it goes on all four places. You get how it goes. Thanks for checking in, and have a great Monday. Love you.